Wow, I want to see. The big news of the day is that Anderson Cooper's Hamptons home is for rent.
Let's rent it, shall we?
$150,000 for the summer.
I'd actually like to be Anderson Cooper's roommate, I think.
Really?
I would be okay with that.
Why?
I think he's fun.
Really?
I think he would be funny.
I don't think he's, I think he's a big bore, but that's just me. 888-302.
You don't have to live with him.
368. That's true. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person, is going to be here later on in this hour. Meanwhile, we're into the news of the day, talking about things. Well, people try to describe this program. What do you talk about? I was asked this yesterday twice, and I'm going to be with some people today who will ask that question again, even though they listen to the program. By the way, you can hear a podcast of the show now every day. The show is on Podcast One, O-N-E, podcast, the word podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, the word one spelled out, .com. And they do an excellent job of boiling down all the things that we've talked about into a shorter time span, shall we say. All right, so if you want to know what happened from the beginning to the end of the program, perfect way to do it. Go to Podcast One, O-N-E, and you'll listen to us talk about business and personal things, and personal things in business.
Those poor people have to edit it all together. Oh, boy.
I know, it's really interesting. But we're about the, well, you got pet questions, travel questions, health questions, food questions.
Love questions.
How to spend your time right, exactly. A lot of tech stuff. Jennifer's on to entertainment. I've been talking a little bit about the fate of Alec Baldwin. I think more is being made of that than is necessary.
Of course. If he really wanted privacy, he just wouldn't say anything.
Might just go
you
away.
Don't say. Yeah. I mean, give me a break, Alec. Come on.
All right. What's the latest on Paula Deen, Jennifer? She's kind of slowly making her way back into the public eye.
She's and making is her comeback, yes.
New deal, the television deal? What's going on with her?
Well, she's been, she actually just got her pots and pans back in a store again, and now she was appearing at the South Beach Food and Wine Festival over the weekend. Yeah. She went up on stage, she addressed the crowd, and she brought up her, troubles. She said, she didn't mention it exactly, but she said, "I'm not a quitter. We have come off of a very hard summer, my family and I, my team, my partners, but you know I have heard on more than one occasion that I've never apologize. So if anybody did not hear me apologize, I would like to apologize to those who did not hear me." Now, her friend and another Food Network chef who had his own little bout with some problems a few years ago, Robert Irvine, went up on stage and said, "Look, you've apologized enough. You've eaten crow. You're done." He got down on his hands and knees, and then Paula Deen straddled him in front of the crowd, saying she's back in the saddle again.
Really? Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, because nothing says I'm sorry like straddling Chef Robert Irvine.
Exactly. There you go. Big time stuff. Coffee prices surging this week. Traders are worried that dry weather in Brazil will affect their ability to get their crop to market. So it's interesting to look at the prices of futures, natural gas going up. I'll tell you one thing that's a great investment, Netflix. In 4 months, the stock price has gone from $200 to $500. If you don't think that's a company that is surging, it'll be replaced sooner or later by some new technology. But for now, the hot way, I mean, even getting in at 500 and something bucks, probably a good idea. I remember getting in and out of Google a couple of times when it was in the $300 range. And it's now, what, 700 and something or more? 800. It's just an
Apple. The other one that I've heard is that's going to go public is Roku, which are those little boxes that enable your TV to do internet streaming.
I've heard Uber is going to go public as well.
Uber cars?
Yeah. Well, they're going to get themselves into other things besides cars. That would be an interesting deal. All right. Speaking of coffee, our friend Scott Fredericks, who runs the station at Billings that carries us, wants
he's
to know.
He's also our part-time producer, isn't he?
He's very good at sending things my way. Yep. Helpful information. He wants to know what kind of coffee you like.
Me?
They have a huge roaster, apparently, in Billings. He wants to send you a bag of coffee because the people in town appreciate you so much.
Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about you, Kenny. I don't know. Kenny, you don't drink coffee, though, do you?
No, but if they also make tea, I would be very interested.
Right.
I love all kinds of coffee. I don't discriminate. If it's caffeinated,
like wine,
and if it's caffeinated and black without any cream and sugar, that's it.
All right, so Scott, you can, in other words, Jennifer's easy when it comes to coffee.
You know, I wouldn't let that get around, but yeah. Should see what happens when you buy me a cup of coffee.
Okay. So, that takes care of that. Scott also sent me a story this morning about a family that found a very special surprise in their cake. It's from Long Island. Family that was having a birthday celebration. They got the birthday cake, and this was Uncle Joe's 96th birthday,
What was
Uncle
this?
Joe Valente took a bite out of the cake that he had specifically requested, his favorite German apple cake from the King Cullen supermarket. He thought to himself, ooh, this doesn't taste very good. And so from that, apparently someone discovered that there was a rat tail in the cake.
Oh, gross.
Rat tail in the cake.
I prefer my cake without rat tails.
Rat tail, right. He apparently ate it, though. He had stomach problems. He thought it was the cake itself. And then nieces and nephews cut the cake open, saw something black, looked like mold at the bottom of the cake. They flipped it over, and they found out it was the tail of a rat, and part of its body was also in the cake.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
How about that?
You know, that was a happy rat, actually. Probably died happy.
Can you imagine how disgusting that must be?
Oh, I would barf. You know what, though? It might actually be good, because then I wouldn't like cake anymore. I'm pretty sure that might kick me in the cake habit.
The family member that bought the cake said, quote, doesn't anybody regulate anything? Doesn't anybody look at what their cake is doing? What they're baking, what they're putting in the package for people who... Yeah, how do you not see the back end of a rat in a cake? Good God. I'm with you on that one, Jennifer. I'm with you on most all of these. I'm pretty much with you, period, I guess.
Well, thanks.
Right? So they're calling the New York Department of Agriculture to begin an investigation. Anyway, German apple ring cake. I don't know. Have you ever had any German apple? Anybody here ever had
No, I've heard of it, but I've never had any, I don't think.
The people in the bakery in the supermarket say these products have been removed from our premises.
Gee, you think? One rat spoils a whole bunch, baby.
We have no known safety or rodent issues in the bakery department.
Right.
Really? And we're in good standing with the Department of Agriculture. Do you know what a bunch of baloney that is?
Yeah.
The Department of Agriculture doesn't inspect anything. And here's the best example of that. All right, you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Ready.
The United States of America banned beef imports from China. You remember that, right? In 2012, the federal government, using the good, the important and good services of the USDA, said nobody could bring in any beef from China because they're worried about hoof and mouth disease. Hmm. Okay, so guess how much beef from China was brought into our country last year?
How much?
Guess? Huh?
I don't know how many.
Take a guess.
A lot.
Let's see here. 57,134 tons.
Oh, that's not that much.
No.
I thought you were going to give me like a big number or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this is according to an organization called RCAF, R-C-A-L-F, which is it's an advocacy group for cattle producers in our country. It's R, Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund. The United Stock Growers of America is all over this. But yet, here's the USDA that says, you know what? We're not doing anything wrong. Really? You're allowing beef to come into this country that is, never mind suspected, but has been proven to be contaminated with foot and mouth disease. And they're not doing anything wrong. No, because the big people who want to buy cheap beef and sell it on the marketplace or grind it up into Hamburg are more important than you, the individual buyer. This is what's going on, and in the light of all the cuts in the government and the Defense Department discussion about cutting there. Do you know how much money is spent by the USDA and the FDA to supposedly supervise and watch what these big companies are doing? These guys sit there reading the newspaper all day long with their thumb in you know where.
And where?
There. And so we have all this deadly stuff, this highly contagious beef coming in to our country, and nobody's doing anything about it. Except for the smaller ranchers and farmers who know what's going on, and they are protesting, and nobody's listening to them. Nobody is listening to them. So I say this is another reason why every single thing you buy in the store ought to have a label on it. Where'd it come from, and what's in it? And the people from Monsanto that continue to spend millions and millions of dollars to try to kill those in California, what, there were three or four states last year that had these things on the ballot. And they all got killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear that the government's trying to force Whole Foods into taking Monsanto foods?
No, I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm. I'll find you the story. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Same old, same old.
Yep.
Food for thought. Discussions are, we could have DR us. Discussions are us. Huh, I like that. 18 past the hour, good day.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Tired of losing the big job?
You're fired!
Never getting the girl?
Or the guy?
Then let the Edwards Brothers transform your life.
I guess I don't fully understand what it is you do.
Change people's minds without them knowing we did it.
Like Jedi mind tricks.
Like Jedi mind tricks, exactly!
They're just two ordinary guys trying to do the impossible.
We're not going to let you lose.
It's happy endings all around.
Christian Slater. Steve Zahn.
You want to go dominate?
Is our level just below domination?
The series premiere of Mind Games. Tonight, 10, 9 central on ABC.
Thank you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Yes, indeed.
Excuse me?
You know what class rhymes with?
Class. Mass. Et cetera, et cetera.
It's like if you had an itch, someone was scratching it with their it fiddle.
Brass. These are two Croatian cellists.
Sounds like an English. Sorry. It's like the start of a joke. Yeah. Two Croatian cellists
went into the bathroom. This is a big hit on YouTube. Latest video is our video of the day today. They call themselves Two Cellos. The video that's going viral is their cover of Thunderstruck.
You know what they always say, too, Doug.
This is an AC/DC song. What do they say?
There's always room for cello.
Always room for cello. Two cellists, as a matter of fact. Always room for cellists. All right, crank this up, Michael. People are spellbound.
I'm pretty sure I never need to hear this again. I feel like I'm going to have a seizure. Really? Oh, my gosh. I got to take my head. It's very talented, I'm sure. I'm sure these people have a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Wait, so but that's a lot of just, doesn't it seem like it's like scratching
your brain? No, I like cello. Matter of fact, crank it up.
Oh, like God. Warm
cord.
Why?
It's good.
My head's going to explode.
Good. You got no class. You got no culture. What's the matter with you? Does it sound like that deep?
Not even a little now.
Kenny, doesn't your head feel like it's going to explode?
No, I actually like
this. I mean,
this.
It's cool. I respect their talent, but my head feels like it's going to
explode. No, you don't respect their talent.
I do. I couldn't
like
do that.
No, well, it's true. You couldn't do
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So we had enough of this. I guess you get the point. If you'd like to hear more or watch this, help yourself. Video of the day at DougStephan.com. Also at DougStephan.com today, we have the story of Mr. Movie Phone.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone.
Yes. Mr. Movie Phone's lines are going dead, apparently. This has been going on for 25 years.
Now who am I going to talk to on Friday night? Take away all my fun.
No longer, Jennifer, will you be able to dial 777-FILM to find listing information, buy tickets. Nope. Do more. Instead of the normal...
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone.
Callers heard a message which
How
revealed...
How you doing, Mr. Movie Phone?
The numbers will no longer be in service, and directed them to download the Movie Phone app in order to get their information. So, Movie Phone, disconnected. No longer will you hear...
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone.
It is the end of an era. It's the end. Wow. This was an automated telephone service, very popular. It was lampooned on Seinfeld, so it did have its place for
Remember
sure.
Remember when it was a big deal to call that?
It was, yeah. That's an AOL product, I think, wasn't it? If I remember correctly, You've Got Mail. It's the same voice, same guy does You've Got Mail. I think it's the same voice.
Really?
I think so. Matter of fact, we had him on the program once, my memory serves me correctly. Anyway... that's that story. Now, for those of you who are going to be watching the Oscars this weekend, there's a tribute to The Wizard of Oz. And Judy Garland's three children are going to be there to help in the celebration. I think that'll be an interesting and rather nice touch, frankly.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought it was very cool. Anyway, and the death of Harold Ramis, our poll today at DougStefan.com, beside Ghostbusters, which is your favorite Harold Ramis movie, Animal House, Stripes, Groundhog Day, Caddyshack, or others. Check it out at DougStefan.com. Andrea Metcalf in the next half hour here on Good Day.
A few years ago, my family adopted a dog, a fuzzy little old terrier named Buffy. It didn't work out. We had a kid, and Buffy wanted what he used to have, a nice, calm senior. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Older pets often like what older people like, not quite so much noise and drama. That's the basic principle behind an organization called Seniors for Seniors, a service run by a nonprofit called PAWS. It finds shelters and homes for orphaned animals and rehabilitates injured wildlife. And here's the best part. If you adopt an older animal from them and it doesn't work out, you can give it back and they will find it another home. But older animals get sick a lot, so here are two resources to get help with those bills. The Humane Society and HandicappedPets.com. They offer a lot of different things, including emergency help for cats, a Good Samaritan program, and even doggy wheelchairs, because pets, like people, need mobility help as they age. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
This Thursday, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns Thursday night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday, February the 25th. Let's do it, DougSteffen.com. The poll about the star of Ghostbusters, Harold Ramis, and what movies you liked of his. If you didn't hear the news, he's passed away. He was 69 years of age. Yesterday's poll at DougSteffen.com had to do another big story this week. The volunteer way of paying off student loans. Jennifer, you still have student loans, I think. Do you not?
Oh no, I was cash loan. I was a cash person. I'm one thing that you're very lucky about in California. Maybe the only thing that makes it really great to live here is that the schools are very affordable. So I was able to pay for college as I went.
All right, pay as you go. Well, that's not the case with most people who are going to college. So there's a plan that's been hatched to allow students to volunteer, work for a company as volunteer. Then the company pays off the student loans. So that was the question yesterday. Would you volunteer to pay off your loans? Let's see what this how the outcome is. 33% of you said, yep, where do I sign up? 25% of you who responded to DougSteffen.com said, I don't have any outstanding student loans. Good for you. 16% said maybe, depending on what I would have to do. 14, would you shovel manure on my farm? 14% of you said no, I'd prefer to keep paying them off myself. And 12% said I doubt it since I don't know much anymore anyway. So those are the questions. Andrea Metcalf, by the way, joins us in a few minutes. We'll be talking about cold weather workouts, among other things. Meanwhile, response from people who are discussing things. This is, I said offhandedly, let the games begin, G-A-Y-M-E-S. For those of you who have not heard the news today, there is a bill that's been passed by the Arizona legislature which would allow store owners, small business people, to refuse to do business with people that they found objectionable, i.e. they were gay.
Mm-hmm.
Not anybody's objectionable, but they, if their religion says, you know, gays, the gay lifestyle is abhorrent to them, then they would have the right not to do business with them. So I'm pretty direct when it comes to my feelings about things like this, and the story is bound to annoy some people. Kenny, first of all, let's go to you. Facebook.com/good day. Twitter, is the commenting that you're getting about me and what I said, or about the news, in fact, regarding this story and what its effect would be if it were to be signed by Ms. Brewer, the governor of Arizona?
The comments that I've been seeing so far have been just about the news, and they seem to pretty much agree with what you've said. Joanne says, what the heck is wrong with people? Is this the dark ages? It seems like the U.S. was moving forward, and now this one step forward, two steps back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just hate to see more laws created for something like this. I mean, I don't know.
Well, in fact, you know, you can probably get away with, I don't know, maybe you can't get away with it in places, but you can find reasons not to do business with somebody. They come in, they want to buy something. Sorry, we're all out.
Yeah, we refuse the right to, what is it? We reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. Don't people have that in their windows still? Yes, right?
Yeah, I think it has to do with whether you're drunk or not. I mean, I don't know. There are all kinds of ways of interpreting it. I think if you're clever, you can still do what you want to do in, along this line. I told you the story once. My father and I stopped in. We had a flat tire on our way to Florida and went to a tire store in Arizona. I'm sorry, in Alabama or Georgia. No, it was Georgia. And the guy saw the Massachusetts license plates on the car. And he, in a very tactful way, picked up a tire iron and said to my father, get your Yankee ass out of my garage. Now, could we have sued him for discrimination? I suppose we might have. But
as you were running to the car,
was
hard
bigger
to tell.
Than ours. Yeah. This was a big guy. All right. So anyway, what else you got, Kenny?
Roger says this isn't just about gay people. It would also allow discrimination against Jews,
anybody.
Arabs, blacks, the disabled, unmarried women who have children, etc., etc.
Right. Okay, so I have an email from someone who signed it, Father Nathaniel. And he writes, hate the sin, not the sinner. I will not do anything to support the sin in any way, any shape, any manner or form. And you can't force me to do so. Love the sinner as Jesus taught us to do? Is that love which prompts a person to refuse to support the delusions under which the sinner suffers? Therein lies the battle. You and others like you have accepted the sinner's definition of the argument. Those who oppose homosexuality do so out of homophobia and hatred, in quotation marks. In reality, the exact opposite is the truth. It is love for them and their immortal soul that compels our behavior.
That's
nothing is more hideous than the loss of any soul, those for whom Jesus Christ made his redemptive sacrifice. Okay? I don't even know that I want to say anything about that. Anybody want to say anything about it?
Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's his point of view. I don't say you ought not to have your point of view. I'm not wrong, and you're not wrong. If you think this is the way it ought to be, God love you. God does love you. God loves me. God loves all people. It doesn't make any difference whether they are straight or gay, black or white. That is my belief, Father Nathaniel. If it's not yours, you're welcome to your belief. It is, it's completely a personal thing. I think that the law that's been put forth in Arizona is asinine. All right, here's a comment from Ronald Nordberg, who, let's see, takes a couple of shots at me, actually. He wants to know when we're going to hear some Monsanto commercials. If Monsanto wanted to advertise, I'd take their money in a second. I have done that before. People or companies I don't agree with, they're entitled to advertise here. He even told me how to get in touch with the advertising department of Monsanto.
Well, that's nice.
And then he says, if you have not connected the dots, Doug, I suspect you believe you have the right to refuse service to potential customers or advertisers. See, that's what he's really getting at. You do? So why should others be forced to? This is in regards to the legislation in Arizona. Ron is in Wyoming. Yeah, listen, I've said what I've said. I never, there's only a few categories. I won't take tobacco ads, and I won't take ads for condoms. And the reason I don't take ads for condoms is because I don't want the backlash from people who think it's inappropriate for a family program, which is, in all likelihood, a good argument and appropriate. As far as tobacco ads are concerned, my mother died because she smoked, and it's my preference not to have, and we can't advertise that stuff any way on the radio, but I wouldn't if I could. Otherwise, pretty much, I mean, I scrutinize anything that's controversial and decide whether I want to put it on the air or not. Sometimes I'll ask Jennifer and Richie, Kenny, whether they think it's a good idea for me to put it on the air. Sometimes I'll ask some of the other people that I trust who are my advisors and confidants, like David Hall. I'll ask those people, but it, most of the time is left to me. I'm the decider. Remember George Bush?
He was the decider. Yes. You know, I just, it's kind of sad. And these, I think, come up from, and we've talked about this a little earlier today, Doug, about like the wedding photographer who didn't believe in gay marriage or gay lifestyle. So she chose not to take business from a gay couple. And then they, you know, they pressed the button and it got picked up by the press and the local media. I don't think that we should have a problem with the photographer's right to say, hey, I don't, this is against my religion. I don't want to photograph it. This is against something I personally believe in, so I don't want to photograph it. That is their right as a business person. It's also your right as a person who is in free market to go to another place, to bring your business somewhere else, to give it to someone who actually wants it. Look, if someone doesn't want my business because they don't like single white women, I don't want to force it on him. I'd rather go somewhere else. That's because, I mean, this is what makes our country great. So that's why I think I get irritated with these laws that we actually have to, like, I mean, this should all be common sense stuff. You know, it just seems so silly to actually have to put in another law on the books that now we're going to have to uphold and get the government more and more involved with our lives. But we should just make these decisions. Hey, you know what? You don't want my business? Fine, I'll take it to someone else. No problem. I'll give my money to someone. Right, someone Charlotte, will want it.
Charlotte's upset with you now.
Oh,
you
I
said
love
you
Charlotte.
Preferred white women. Charlotte is a furry four-legged woman.
Oh,
and she thinks you're prejudiced against her.
I am.
She thinks it's outrageous.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty important stuff. All right, Kenny, what else have you got in terms of input from Facebook.com/Good Day? And I want people to feel like they're being heard here. Twitter at Good Day Show.
Well, we've posted a bunch of pictures from the new calf that was born on the farm.
Right.
And a lot of people have clicked and liked, and it's such a sweet face, and a lot of people
really
want to know.
A sweet face.
And a lot of people want to know what the calf's name is.
Well, here's the, thank you for asking that question.
Jan Brewer.
Not likely.
No, not likely. Oh. So here's what we've decided we're going to do. This was a suggestion from someone who's better at these sorts of things. I don't always think I have. I'm fortunate to have a woman around me who has a great promotional mind. I actually have several, but this woman I pay a lot of attention to. And somebody came to me yesterday and said, "Why don't you, in light of what the farm's needs are, have an auction for the naming rights?" So I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to post in a day or so the ability of anybody who wants to donate to the cause to rebuild Eastleigh that you can find at eastleighfarm.com. We'll, you know, I'm not going to set a limit. People will be able to bid on it for maybe a 24-48-hour period, kind of like eBay. And we'll the person that donates the most money to the Eastleigh Rebuild Fund, we'll give them the right to name the calf. How's that? And maybe we'll do that as the calves. This is early. The calving season doesn't usually start for a month or so. So this was the reason that it was a news story, sort of, is because after the cow, the last cow died as a result of injuries suffered in the crash, the breakdown, and the destruction of the building last week, the essence of it was a lot of people wanted to give, and they did, and they want to know how they get more involved in the farm, and they have been either near or afar. So this is another way, I think, for people to be involved. So we'll see how
God help Megan. Are you going to auction off your grandkids' rights for names,
no,
too?
I think that probably will. I think there's actually, I have not, that's the only discussion about that I have not had with my daughter yet in terms of name. Maybe I should bring that up, though, Jennifer. You're right. 15 before the hour, Andrea Metcalf joins us in 2 minutes here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, Lifestyle Experts. When it comes to 2014 New Year's resolutions, consumers are focused on health, both physical and financial. However, 55% of Americans abandon their New Year's resolutions by April. There are some tips to help you stick with your financial resolutions. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
A recent Bank of America survey found 51% of respondents are resolving to improve their financial health this year. While there are multiple ways to do so, one option is to get cash back when you make the majority of your purchases. Cards like the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card can reward you with cash back. Use the card to get 1% back on all purchases, as well as 2% at grocery stores and 3% on gas, up to $1,500 per quarter. Redeem cash rewards into a Bank of America checking or savings account and use the 10% bonus to help cover the extra costs in the new year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Andrea Metcalf, who is here as a result of her being very proficient when it comes to exercising, and she doesn't do a lot of grunting and groaning. I'm guessing she doesn't. What is there about
that, Andrea? Well, at least not when she's exercising.
No. Nice to know. Andrea has a wonderful website, actually a couple of them, nakedfitness.com and andreametcalf.com. And has I think you've been here, I'm trying to remember, has it been 3 years since we first met? How long has it been since we first met?
That is it. You're right on it.
3 years. Yeah, that's what
memory.
I thought.
Yeah. Good memory.
Oh, well, I have a memory for important people who come into my life for whatever the reason, and I think you're important for lots of different reasons, including the way that you help people focus on their ability, their own abilities, to keep themselves fit. And some of it's about diet. It's just, you know, all this hoopla about diet. All it is eating the correct portions. It's not what you eat as much as it is how much you eat. I mean, that's really common sense stuff, isn't it? Most of this stuff is just plain common sense.
Well, one would think so, but I will say that, you know, we just did a big weight loss program in Chicago, and the people were saying they've never eaten so much volume, and they've never eaten the right things. Because I try and tell people, eat 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, plus 80 to 100 grams of lean protein, and you will lose weight. It will drop off of you. But most people don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. We hardly get in 2 or 3.
That's it, isn't it? That's the thing. Fiber, fiber, fiber. Most vegetables are water and fiber. I have a whole,
yep.
I've got raspberries, strawberries, blueberries. I have blackberries out. I have oranges. I have bananas that I'm eating and grapes, that sort of thing. And all of that stuff is full of fiber, which is what you need to coat your stomach so that and fill your stomach so that you won't necessarily have an appetite for a big waffle or a flipper of pancakes, right?
Well, that and the fact that they're loaded with also water, antioxidants, and anti-inflammatory, and vitamins and minerals. So when people eat more fruits and vegetables, they end up functioning better, having more energy. And I just have to throw this in because I was in New Orleans this past weekend learning how to cook for lactose intolerant people still using dairy.
Really?
I know we were going. Yeah, it was very cool because we did talk to some real farmers, the 4:30 a.m. and the 1:30 a.m. getter uppers, and 7 days a week, 140. Which is fascinating to me. I'd love to spend a day on the farm or maybe a week on the farm.
I'm going to bring you to the farm in Framingham. Then you can spend a week on the farm with me.
I'd love to.
All right, we've got about a minute left. Performing okay. Cold weather workouts. What's the secret to being able to go outside in the cold and do the things for your body that are good, not hurtful?
Well, first off, working out in the cold helps stimulate ground fat, and ground fat is fat that's around your organs that's circulated with blood, so it burns calories. It's more active than the others. So going outside, but you need to make sure that you dress appropriate, fingers, toes, all that kind of stuff, layer, and wind resistant. So warm close to your skin, like a wool or an icebreaker type top, then a fleece or a cotton layer, and then wind resistant. So layer appropriately so your body can cut and breathe.
Use all your muscles as you move. Andrea Metcalf, intelligent and a genius when it comes to exercise. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I heard this, I think it was on pirate radio in New York. Remember, how old is this? This is like 23, 24 years. Isn't it? Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. How long?
34.
How many?
34.
Yeah.
I think it was 1983, right?
Good.
1980. Wow.
1980, okay.
Wow. All right, so the reason we're playing, this is Kenny Loggins, by the way, from Caddyshack, I'm All Right, first movie written and directed by Harold Ramis, who passed away yesterday at the age of 69, some kind of serious anti-something.
Classified as an autoimmune disease, but it causes inflammation in the arteries.
Yeah, right. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's a bad loss because in terms of talent, you know, a lot of actors or directors might be known for, you know, winning an Oscar, but if you look at this guy's body of work, whether he starred, wrote, or directed, his legacy in pop culture is incredible, and these movies literally will play forever and be popular. Caddyshack, Ghostbusters, Stripes, Groundhog Day. He wrote the screenplay to Back to School, which was easily Rodney Dangerfield's claim to fame in movies.
Yeah.
Caddyshack. I forgive him for the screenplay for Caddyshack too, but overall, I mean, Vacation, wrote and directed Vacation. I mean, incredible.
His first starring role was opposite Bill Murray in Stripes for being talked into joining the Army. His character taught a class teaching immigrants to speak English. So here's what that sounded like. Or did it? Is it? Yes, you do. You have two cuts there. You'll be okay, Michael, when you... I'm going to be a good boy, and I'm not saying what I'm thinking. Beside Ghostbusters, which are your favorite Harold Ramis movies? Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Animal House, Stripes, Groundhog Day, Caddyshack. What do you like best, Chucker?
I'd probably say Caddyshack. Yeah. I love that movie, but I like all these films.
Yeah.
These are all good, what you call straight down the middle, mainstream, funny movies that have a long legacy and they will for probably the end of time. They're all right. Good, really.
So,
good.
Under the circumstances, this guy has had his hand in, I don't think people associate him necessarily with all of these movies. And now that he's passed, he'll get the credit that he probably deserved. I mean, he got paid well, I'm sure, for doing all this stuff. But it's kind of nice to have credit.
No, you're right. If you asked 10 people, if you showed a picture of Harold Ramis to 10 average people, and you said, what is this person's name? I bet you 6 out of 10 wouldn't know his name.
Wouldn't know. Right. I think I agree with you on that one.
But now, now they will.
What else do we have in the movie news department, Chucker, today?
Good story. Sony Pictures is reportedly so high on the big screen version of the 80s TV show The Equalizer, with starring Denzel Washington, that they're already planning a sequel. The Equalizer will hit screens on September 26th. It got the highest test screen scoring for an R-rated film in the studio's history. I love that TV show. It used to star Edward Norton. It had aired in the 1980s on CBS. Good show, so reportedly it makes for a good movie.
I saw a trailer over the weekend for a sort of cowboy with Seth MacFarlane that looked about as stupid as anything I've seen for a long time. What do you hear about? I don't even remember what the name of it was.
Well, he hit big with directing Ted. That was a huge box office hit.
So now he's going to be Ted 2.
Now he's made a comedy spoof western, sort of in the vein of Blazing Saddles. And Amanda Seyfried, who is one of the stars of Mamma Mia, who's in that movie, just signed on to be the female lead in his sequel to Ted, which is going to bring back Mark Wahlberg and his foul mouth bear. So I thought that movie was very funny, I have to be honest. And it made a lot of money.
Didn't make any sense to me. Dennis Rodman, do we talk about his, we know everybody knows about his trips to North Korea. There's going to be a film made about his trips called Diplomats.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it's going to be a comedy. It's going to be a comedy.
Hmm.
Who the heck would star in that? Who'd be good for something like that?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
About the Chris Tucker from Rush Hour?
All right. Although, yeah, okay. That might work. Here are some films that debuted on this date in 1997. Fierce Creatures with John Cleese, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin Klein, Michael Palin. Was that supposed to be the follow-up to Wanda?
It was.
And it didn't do anything?
It didn't do nearly as well as A Fish Called Wanda. And it's not really well-remembered either.
No, I don't remember it, frankly, at all. Everybody remembers Fish Called Wanda. That was a great movie.
It was.
Frankly. It was funny. It was just all... That'd be the kind of thing that you'd like to really... All those people back together again with a good script. That'd be great.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.